This is AgriPulse Job Time for Thursday, July 24th, brought to you by AgriPulse. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. It's been a busy week in Washington. Olivia Bridges with AgriPulse been tracking excellent progress in the House of Representatives.
First, they passed a continuing resolution that would carry them through the election season, that CR would maintain funding levels for the Agriculture Department and carry them until beginning of December. They also passed a concurrent resolution, also known as Reconciliation 3.0. So this current reconciliation allows the House Agriculture Committee to increase the federal deficit by up to $12 billion.
House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson says the committee will mark up the ag assistance package when they return after Labor Day. Bridges says not all farm groups were pleased with the spending package and its legislative riders.
Obviously upset about the fact that the SAVE Act is in there and the war in Iran. And, you know, there are some agriculture commodity groups even that are raising concerns that this is for the war, that the money is tied in there. So tying the funding to the war in Iran could definitely cause a big problem when it comes to the Senate.
Bridges says Senate Majority Leader John Thune will have a more challenging course to trek in the upper chamber in search of a majority of votes on spending.
There really is not a clear road ahead. They're going to need to have more centrist Republicans vote for this to get to the 50, and Democrats. Right now, Democrats are very apprehensive of CR. They see the need for it, but in their mind, it's too early.
Bridges says the Senate Ag Committee may still approve a farm bill in the remaining 2 weeks that they're still in town.
Senator Bozeman and Klobuchar, they're negotiating on delaying the implementation of the SNAP cost share. So they're trying to work on that right now. That's very critical for Democratic support. And as it stands, they need full attendance in order to hold a markup, in order to get the farm bill out of the committee. And they can't do that without Mitch McConnell.
Thus far, E15 legislation hasn't seen a clear path forward in the upper chamber. And Brooks says there likely won't be progress anytime soon.
In the Senate, that's a whole different challenge. And there's issues with jurisdiction. It's not like the Senate Agriculture Committee has jurisdiction over E15, and that presents its own struggle. So they're going to have to work this out and figure it out. But before August recess, when there's 2 weeks left, that's not going to be resolved.
In other news today, members of the United Soybean Board approved their budget for the coming fiscal year. Chair Brent Gatton says lower commodity prices have had an impact on their fiscal plans.
You know, I think you stay the course. I'll tell you what, it's been amazing. You know, from one collection year to the next, a few years ago, you know, when commodity prices took an extreme downturn, you know, we lost $46 million in collections. And that really had to change the scope and really hone in on some of the investments that we were making. For an example, this budgeting year, you know, prices have rebounded a little bit. We approved a $122.5 million budget.
The Kentucky soybean farmer notes a paradigm shift in soy demand in his tenure of leadership on the checkoff board.
I can remember when I first got on the board, you know what the biggest problem was? What were they going to do with oil? They didn't know. They were building extra storage capacity because they didn't have all this technology and the research was just starting to be done, and meal was the main driver. Now, what are we going to do with the meal? Because oil, it is just really taking over home eating, marine, rail, and on over-the-road trucks. And so it has just been an expanding market. You know, we're still at the tip of the iceberg. What happens if we can get in the door with aviation fuel and things like that?
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgriPulse. For 250 years, America has been shaped by the people who feed, fuel, and lead our nation. Celebrate America's 250th year with AgriPulse and save $250 on your first subscription. Use code 250USA at checkout by visiting agripulse.com/subscription. Don't miss the news that matters most. Subscribe to AgriPulse today. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.